Sometimes it's not until a light has been extinguished that you realize how much it had guided you along your way, your choices and longings, the kindling source of your affections. The morning that I heard my Uncle Harl had died, I sat alone with the news in my home, thousands of miles away, and it quietly struck me who he was. There are the facts, of course, as simple and as vivid as the man. The youngest of five sons, he was my grandpa's brother, and the only one of the five to choose not to enter the family newspaper business. Instead, Uncle Harl decided to become a doctor. He married a beautiful and like-minded girl, and they had seven children. He was smart and had what people call the common touch, warm and natural, with hands that seemed to always know just what to do. While his brothers appeared to be stern and grave, Uncle Harl would always catch your glance with a wink. His eyes lit up with interest and delight. He bought a farm in Holmes County, Ohio, where he raised chickens, cattle, and bees and made jam and butter, creating a refuge for his big and rowdy family. He was a man of two things, faith and optimism, and those two qualities influenced everything he did. He believed in the eminence of reason when it came to his profession, but for truth, he turned to the unknowable. I watched him and his family from a distance, moved by their kinetic force. They were a light that pulled you in, a gravitational center of good. They laughed a lot and hung together. They spoke of the things that mattered. When my husband came home from work the day I heard about Uncle Harl's death, he asked me to tell him about him. I did, sharing stories. And then, at the end, I added the thing that had struck me so plainly in the morning quiet. "He was a lot like you," I said. "More than anyone, he was like you." "Tell me more," my husband said. His eyes lit up with interest and delight. With a Perspective, I'm Susan Dix Lyons.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.